Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. In an effort to distribute $263,000 in donations to victims of the State Fair stage collapse as soon as possible, the creation of a new relief fund and hiring of an outside consultant was announced today. Governor Mitch Daniels has established the State Fair Relief Fund, through which donations will be given out to the victims. State Fair Commission Chair Andre Lacy says the new setup will not have an effect on lawsuits filed against the state by victims of the collapse.
This is quite separate and apart from anything that relates to tort claims. So there is an absolute Chinese wall between those two.
The State Fair Commission is also bringing in Kenneth Feinberg to help with the distribution. Feinberg is a victims compensation expert who worked with the 9/11, Virginia Tech shooting, and BP oil spill compensation funds. People visiting Monument Circle this weekend will have a unique opportunity to check out a historic piece of art. The newly refurbished bronze statue, Victory, will be on street-level display this Labor Day weekend. Starting Friday morning, the statue will be on view until it's hoisted back to its place on top of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument September 6th. The man who wrote the lyrics for some of John Mellencamp's biggest hits, including Hurt So Good and Rain on the Scarecrow, has died at the age of 59. George Green was a boyhood friend of Mellencamp's in Seymour, Indiana, and lived in Bloomington for years. He had lung cancer. An arrest warrant has been issued in Pennsylvania for an embattled former Indiana auctioneer. Dean Cruz allegedly never paid a man $38,000 for selling an antique hearse. Cruz has faced years of legal battles. Right now, mostly sunny and 90 degrees for WFYI News.